Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I want to make sure on your list I keep getting the parts for my car.
Okay, so what's your customer account numbers?
5814987001.
Okay, just a second. I need to upload my system.
Okay.
I'm still uploading my system. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
Keith Crabtree.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address along with your email address?
All right, my address is 2400 Orleans Street West, apartment 104. It should be Stillwater, Minnesota, not Oak Park Heights.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
55082.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your email address?
sgtplhcb@gmail.com. And that stands for Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, so you should figure it out from there.
Figure out what, sir?
Well, what the letters mean for my email address.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir, and I do see here that you're calling about your DeLorean shipment.
I got a shipment this week.
Yes, and your next shipment is scheduled to be shipped out on May the 17th.
So is it every 2 weeks, every week, or every month?
Okay, you have it set up for every 3 weeks. That's what it's saying on your account, sir.
Oh, can you change it?
Okay, I can change to. What did you want to change it to?
About every 2 weeks.
Okay, so I can change to every 2 weeks.
Okay.
The next shipment date, we ship out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay. And I you take it off of my card, right?
It's the credit card that's ending in 8156 with a expiration date of March of 2024.
Because I might change that, because that's a once a month card. So I might change it to a different card.
Okay, yes, sir. You can change the payment method on file, yes, sir, at any time.
Online?
No, sir. You have to call in because we don't provide access to the accounts online. You have to call in and change it over the phone, sir.
Okay, well, I'm talking to you right now.
Did you want to change it now?
Yeah, we can change it right. Well, what'd you say the next shipment date was when?
Your next shipment date is going to be on the 11th, sir. It's going to be authorized to be shipped out on the 11th.
Once okay,
ship
yeah.
Out on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Let's see, the 11th. The 11th, is that this coming? Yeah, I don't get paid till Thursday, though. That's just it. Maybe you have to go the 3 weeks, I guess, maybe.
Okay, did you want to change to 3 weeks, sir?
I want the 2 weeks, but I won't have money in my account until and how much will that be? $10 a month or something? $10?
No, sir, it's not gonna be $10. It's going to be just a second. What is this? DeLorean, just a second.
Okay.
It's going to be with the tax. It's going to be $13.35 for each issue, and you have 4 issues, so it's going to be a total $53.40. Every billing cycle.
Every billing cycle is $53?
Yes, sir. With 4 issues, yes, sir.
So how many do I get?
There are a total of 130 issues to complete the build up, sir.
Build up. Can you pay it off sooner?
No, sir. I mean, you can increase the quantity, sir. Let me see if you can increase the quantity at the beginning of this. Yeah, so you can increase the quantity up to 12 issues each billing cycle for each shipment.
So out of 120 or 30, you said you can get 12 issues a month?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So will there be 2 shipments every time? I mean, will there be 2? Let's see. I got part 1 and part 2, whatever you want to call them. Do you get two every time a shipment comes in?
You get 2. I mean, every shipment there's 12 issues. If you go with 12 issues, it's 12 issues. If you go at 4 issues, it's 4 issues every billing cycle or every time you get a shipment.
So every 3 weeks it'd be...
It'll be whatever quantity you choose, sir.
Oh, so but it's $13 an issue.
Correct, sir. It's $13.35 per issue.
Hmm. And the billing cycle is once a month.
You can set it up for, you can set it up from all the way from 1 week, all the way up to 13 weeks or anything in between that, sir. So every time you get a shipment, it'll be $13.35 for each issue that you receive.
Okay, now I'm trying to figure this out now. What's the total amount of shipments?
It's 130 issues.
130 issues. And you can divide that up per month, right?
Yes, sir. You can, you can change the shipping frequency from 1 week all the way up to 13 weeks or anything in between that.
All right. Well, let's just do the 3 weeks for now. Every 3 weeks. And there'd be two issues every time it's shipped.
That'd be how many what, sir?
Okay, now I said we'll go every 3 weeks for right now, but that'll be two issues every shipment, right?
Two issues. Okay, do you want to change it down to two issues? As I said, you can go all the way, the quantity, you can go from one issue all the way up to 12 issues or anything in between that.
But each issue is $13.
$13.35, so, yes, sir.
Well, I'm just kind of rounding it off. So two issues would be $26, and then four issues would be $52. Correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Well, maybe I have to call in and stuff, but we'll do it every 3 weeks, and I'll just put two on every instead of four. Let's see. That'd be 52. Just do two for now. 26. We'll make it two issues every shipment.
Okay, so I've got it every 3 weeks. The next shipment date is the 17th of May, and I've got you down to receive two shipments every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with? I might change that later, but for right now, we're going to do that for right now. I can't wait till the car's done.
Now, did you?
All right.
I think you said that you wanted to change the credit card on file. Did you still want to do that?
Oh, let's see. In 3 weeks, yeah. Because I don't. Well, just leave it for right now. And if it misses a payment, what happens?
What you mean? What happens, sir? I'm sorry.
I mean, if there wasn't enough funds in there for the moment, would I get notified, or should I just call you up and tell you to change it to another card?
You won't get a shipment, sir, and it'll generate sending out an email letting you know that that your credit card was declined. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to change it to a different credit card.
Okay, just a second.
Let's do that. Because I only get that one once a month. And I can't reload it.
Okay, just a second as I note this.
All right. You don't have any problem with any certain cards not working, do you?
As long as it's a debit card or a credit card, sir, and it's not a prepaid card.
I have debit cards, but sometimes I try to buy something with my certain cards, and they're not accepted. But there's money on them, but they're not accepted.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering. How would you know?
I'm sorry. It wouldn't go through.
Can you put down two cards? Have two cards in file?
No, sir. It has to be just one card.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll give you this one. I hope it works.
Okay. Hold for a second.
Okay.
Okay, and when you're ready, what's the credit card number?
All right. I'm going to try it with this one card. 4514-4003-2838-2133.
Okay, and for security reasons, I can't repeat that out loud. Can you repeat that just to make sure I have the digits correct?
All right, 4514-4003-2838-2133.
Okay, and what's the expiration date?
12/24.
Okay, so I got the credit card information updated at this time, sir.
No, I just hope it works, because sometimes I have a problem trying to buy stuff with this debit card.
Okay.
Okay, now I got another question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I had a sign to get this shipment. I had to go down to the post office because I wasn't home. Am I going to have to sign for these every time they come?
Oh, that's the postal service, sir. I mean, they ask that you sign for it. I mean, no, sir. Most times they would just put it in your mailbox, or I mean, that's the postal service asks that you sign for it.
Okay, yeah, I had to pick it up the post. I mean, they can put it on the shelf here. I'm in an apartment building. They can put it on the shelf because that's where most of my boxes come when I order.
Okay, that's what you should tell the postal service.
Or they can put it in the door. There's a small.
Okay, that's what you should tell the postal service.
I'll tell them that.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Okay. Is there anything else?
If things don't work out with that card or something, let me know or something so I can get it fixed.
Okay, the system will automatically, if it doesn't go through, sir, the system automatically send you an email.
But then I can straighten it out right away and still get the shipment, right?
That is correct, sir. That's the point of sending the email out to you.
All right. Right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, once again, if there's nothing else I can help you with, we do thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss, and you have a nice day, sir.
Hey, don't go yet. Do you got like a catalog or do I go on a net for eaglemoss.com to see everything on there?
You would have to go to the website, sir. We don't send out any catalogs.
All right. Email eaglemoss.com?
Yes, sir. Eaglemoss.com. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right. All
okay.
Right. Have a good
thank
evening.
You.
Nice weekend.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a nice one also, sir.
You too. All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.